people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
I got a text in from Audrey that says, "Hi Dave, brackets Moore, that's me. My name is Audrey and I work in a small community hospital in the west of Wicklow. We currently have a wonderful lady staying with us for the week. She's one of your biggest fans and loves to listen to your show every day. She's a bucket list and speaking with you is high on the list. As a fellow lover of your show, I would also love to hear Peggy talk with you. She's a wonderful, well-read and interesting person who's up for the crack. I think you both have a great sport talking with each other." Well, guess what? Once I read that text, we needed to figure out how to get in touch with Peggy. And she is on the phone right now. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. Is it really you?
It's really me, Peggy.
It's not one of these AI-generated thingamajigs.
Well, I hope, is it really Peggy, or are you an AI-generated thingamajig?
Oh, no, I think it's me. It's me.
Peggy, what a pleasure to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad at all, Dave, and it's lovely to talk to you.
Excellent. So where are you right now?
I'm actually in Bolton Glass Nursing Home.
Bolton Glass, beautiful spot.
Yes, it's lovely, and I'm in my room. I'm actually on respite for a week.
Okay.
And I class it as my holiday. It's brilliant. It really is.
So what's on the kind of the to-do list today, other than talking to me first thing in the morning? What else is going on?
Well, there'll be a board up, and I have to get people to read it to me because I'm badly sight impaired. So they read it to me and tell me what's going on for the day. Yesterday we had music. There was a guard come in. It's all volunteers.
Yeah.
People are brilliant. They really are. They come in. They came in yesterday as father and daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
Sang songs and we had to sing along. Some of the residents, they sat and got up and sang as well. And it's just lovely. And we have bingo.
And very important to have bingo now, I think, in any situation.
Absolutely. It's great for the mind.
I was on the other side of the world recently, Peggy, in Mexico, and there was bingo on almost every second night. There was bingo on.
Was there?
Yeah.
People love it.
I didn't get a chance. I was too busy running after my kids trying to find where they were, but there were definitely people doing this and having fun. And come here, that's not a Bolton Glass Wicklow accent I'm hearing there.
No, it's not.
So where did we grab you from and keep you close to us from? Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Oxford in England.
Oxford, lovely. And what drew you across to us?
Married an Irishman, need I say more?
That'll happen, yeah. Yes. We have our ways of sinking our claws into you beautiful women around the world. Well, we're very glad that you came over. So how long have you been here then?
Since 1978.
Oh my goodness, sure. You're as Irish as they come.
Oh, absolutely.
So there was music and bingo yesterday. Who knows what there'll be today, but you're being treated well by the people at Bolton Glass. And it was Audrey that got in touch to send us a message about you. So she's not around today, is she?
No, she's not actually. She's off today, but she'll be listening.
Well, that's good. I hope so. Yeah. Absolutely. And I was led to believe that talking to me, I can't believe this bit at all, but talking to me was on your bucket list.
Absolutely.
You must have a very long bucket list if you're putting me on the end of it. But what else is on there? What else would you love to do in your life?
Right, well, what I have ticked off so far, I'll tell you the things that I've ticked off so far. Right at the top of my list, and you weren't at the bottom, Dave, believe you me.
You're saying all the right things, Peggy. No wonder the Irishman married you. I'd marry you myself for saying all these compliments. But go on, what else is on the list?
Top of my list was to find my biological father.
Right.
And my half-brother. And that's got a big tick beside
it. Oh, fantastic.
And another thing on my bucket list was to give myself a birthday party, because I've never had one.
And did you get to give yourself one?
I did, yes.
Peggy, your 80th, it was your own birthday party.
My own birthday party, yes.
Fantastic.
And I arranged it all and organised it all. And it was through this that my youngest son and his partner is my full-time carer. And they decided, because I told everybody I don't want presents.
Mm-hmm.
I've got everything that I need, but I just want your presence at the party. But they decided to get my family tree done.
Oh,
always
wow.
Been intrigued by this. And I had been looking on and off for my biological father. I found out about him when I was about 14.
Right.
And then I didn't do anything about it. I just, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my son got this genealogist, who is the granddaughter of one of the residents that was down in the daycare that I go to.
Right.
I want to give a shout out to them as well, because they are absolutely brilliant as well. I'm so lucky.
That's great to hear.
But, she organised my family tree, and she actually came and took a couple of DNA tests off me, that's what made the difference.
Gotcha.
When I was looking, you know, I didn't have these facilities.
No.
But through DNA, she had found him in a matter of a few weeks.
Was there anything else on your list?
Yes. I wanted to go and see, I know I've got sight impairment, but I do watch the telly and listen.
Yeah.
You know, I follow the dialogue more than anything. And I wanted to see either the final of go to the final of Dancing on Ice or Strictly Come Dancing or go and see Riverdance.
Oh, wow. They are.
June the 7th.
Yeah.
This year, I was taken to see Riverdance.
Stop, were you?
Oh, Dave. Oh, stop. Have you ever seen
it? I have. I brought my twin girls to see it recently because they do Irish dancing. And I was more blown away, I think, even than they were.
Oh, I cried the whole way through it.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
Tears of happiness. It really, really was.
Oh, Peggy, that's unbelievable. What a list. And you're taking things off like there's no tomorrow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you can tick me off now as well, then. You've spoken to me.
I can tick you off now.
And I'm going to tick you off mine, because now that I've met you, I'm definitely putting you on the bucket list with a big tick beside it as well. I've done something very important today.
We'll meet up one day.
Yes, I'd love that. That'd be amazing. Peggy, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I love the fact that you're taking things off your list. A big hi to everybody in Balton Glass, and especially Audrey, who put you in touch. She said she'll be listening. But Peggy, what an honour to chat to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's so important. The importance of this to me, you've no idea how important it is to me. Because, you know, this generation, we need stimulation. We need things to look forward to, which is why I made a bucket list. You know,
yeah.
I want things to look forward to. And it's very, very important for us, because I feel that in some ways we're the forgotten generation sometimes.
Well, we're not going to forget you, Peggy, that's for sure. And fair play to you. This list is a brilliant idea. And I look forward to more chat soon.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank
All right,
you.
Peggy, take care of yourself. Bye.
And you. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV Fluid has your back. whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF. It's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today.